Hi, this is Sarah Knight Adamson. I'm the National Film Critic for the website sarahsbackstagepass.com. I've been in the film critique business now for over 10 years. I'm a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association in LA and a voting member of the Critics' Choice Film Awards. Have you ever wondered what movie to see at your local Cineplex? Well, I've got you covered. Coming up next, you'll hear a film review of a movie that's playing near you. Bad Boys for Life. It's rated R. It's action and adventure. It's the third film in the series that started in 1995. Will Smith, Mike Lowrey, and Martin Lawrence, Marcus Burnett, are back together for one last ride. They play old-school police officers who team up with the newly created elite team, AMMO, of the Miami Police Department to take down the brutal leader of a drug cartel. Let's take a listen.
One last time. One last time. We ain't going nowhere,
'cause it's bad for life. It's directed by Adil L. Arbi and Billa Falla. Here's another clip.
I'm done, Mike. I'm retiring.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
You want your legacy to be muscle shirts and body counts?
Look at this mess. It's carnage.
I didn't do all this.
You didn't shoot anybody?
Well, come on, Cap. You know I shot some people.
Yeah.
The bottom line, I'm in. 3 stars out of 4. I liked the nonstop action and silliness of this mindless popcorn movie. I laughed at quite a few scenes. Both Smith and Lawrence, they're hysterical together. It starts with the birth of Martin Lawrence's grandchild and weaves a family theme throughout the script. At times, Bad Boy for Life almost reminded me of the Fast and Furious films, especially with the car chases and the family elements. Be warned, the film is very loud, similar to those Transformer movies. Check out my reviews and interviews on sarahsbackstagepass.com. See you next week.